The Central New York Business Group, Center State CEO, is bringing a compromise to the table as the area waits for a state report that could determine the future of Interstate 81 through downtown Syracuse. WRVO's Ellen Abbott has more.
Center State has come down on the side of the community grid option to replace a crumbling 81 viaduct. It would route traffic around the city via Interstate 481 and create a boulevard-style road for incoming traffic. Executive Director Rob Simpson, though, says they understand the regional impacts of that plan on 81-dependent businesses and communities, which is why they've come up with what they call the Community Grid Plus Plan.
I'm not going to suggest that this is a compromise that is going to be satisfactory to everybody, but it is, I hope, a new contribution to the discussion.
The 10-point plan offers promises to mitigate trucking impacts on towns and villages and redesign interchanges and add lanes to areas that would be impacted by extra traffic. It also suggests creating a revitalization commission that would oversee development of the land around the grid. Center State Planner David Mankiewicz says this approach makes sense when considering the way transportation has changed in Central New York since 81 was built in the 60s. He says through traffic has shifted to the eastern suburbs from the center city, with most traffic on 81 now used as a way to get in and out of Syracuse.
When we're doing this plan, we have to adjust to our present realities, not the realities of the 1950s. And we have to think about the future of how transportation is going to get handled.
The Department of Transportation's draft environmental impact statement that could reveal how the state wants to move ahead with the aging viaduct is expected to become public soon. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.